could manifest more bullets in doing so, and I couldn't blame him. Even I wanted to double-check the clip, just in case I had gone completely blind in the last 30 seconds.
"Sorry, my friend," Cruz said cheerfully, "but I used all the bullets in that rifle on the last vehicle."
That had been the first of our pursuers, evidence of our messy exit from the city. We'd made it to the checkpoint at one of the larger arteries to and from the city, pulling slowly through the barrier just as the order had come down to stop any vehicles attempting to leave the city. In fact, as luck would have it, we had been right next to the warden in charge as she'd received the order. All it had taken was a look from me to Thomas, and he had gunned the ambulance's engine, getting us out of there before they could stop us. The vehicle Cruz was referring to, the first of three to come after us, had caught up with us almost immediately and opened fire. We had returned the gesture, and ultimately, it was Miss Dale who had saved us by managing to take out the tires. Then all it had taken was for Thomas to swerve around a sharp dip in the road. We'd gone left, and they'd gone up and over the side, into the steep irrigation ditch that ran alongside the road.
"I've got two left in this clip," Miss Dale said, shaking her head.
She looked at me, her eyes flat and hard.
"We have five bullets between us,